once again to the Blueprints. This is Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Schmail, Member of Parliament for Halliburton, for the Lakes Brock. We do appreciate you joining us today. I know it is the summer, the weather is warm, and you want to be outside enjoying it. It has been a tough go the last year and a half, but we will have new content for you every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And because of that, we ask for a couple of reasons that you like, comment, subscribe, share this program, because we want to, one, ensure that Erin O'Toole is the next Prime Minister of Canada, and number two, that someone in your social media network would have access to the conservative message, the conservative thought, and a few ideas that you might not be hearing in the mainstream media. And with that content, we have the host of the French Blueprint. He's also the House Leader and the Member of Parliament for Louis-Saint-Laurent and the beautiful province of Quebec. We welcome Gerard Dentel. Thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much, Jimmy, for the invitation. I deeply appreciate that.
Well, we have some pretty startling content today, and it really is a first for Canadian history, I think, in at least the recent memory. At least we have the federal government suing the Speaker of the House to keep documents related to the firing of two scientists at the Winnipeg High Security Microbiology Lab and their content on and their connections with the potential Communist Party of China. And this is something that the House voted on. The majority in the duly elected House of Commons voted to see these documents, and the government continues to obstruct. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, this is totally incredible. And when we got news of that in the first sight, my talk was, well, this is treason. This is not possible. I think maybe I've not read it correctly. And so I had to review everything. And I double check and I even triple check. And yes, it's true. Believe it or not, the Canadian government is suing the House of Commons of Canada. We have never seen that in our history. Looking people who are elected being sued by their own government about the fact that we want to tell to have the truth about something that is very mysterious and very concerning for the national safety of Canada. And so this is why we are very stunned to see the Canadian government suing the House of Commons, the Speaker of the House, Anthony Rota, but on behalf of him, all of us, the 338 members of the House of Commons, are suing among them. Well, yes, the Liberals, a cabinet minister. So this is totally crazy. The Prime Minister and his minister are members of the House of Commons, but the Prime Minister and his minister are suing exactly themselves and all the other and all of us. So this is totally unacceptable. This is a threat to democracy, to parliamentarian, and I've never seen that in my life. And I would say, like you, I've been a journalist. I follow the political scene for many years, and I can't believe what we are looking right now, what you are seeing like right now, a government suing the House of Commons to do not produce document about public document who are very concerning Canadian.
You brought up something very important, and I think it's good to make this distinction. Because we are in a parliamentary democracy, even members of the cabinet, so the cabinet is the government, they are members of parliament as well. And the speaker is kind of the referee, is the House of Commons, and the government answers to the legislative branch. Now, again, as Gerard, you just pointed out, the government is suing the taking the legislative branch to court. The speaker is a Liberal, and the House voted with all opposition parties in favor to see those documents and what they contain. Instead, we got a bunch of redacted documents, and they refused to actually produce it despite the attempts over and over again by the duly elected members of that chamber to see what's inside.
Well, and you know what is troubling is that we are all, as Canadians, we are all concerned about things that happen at the National Microbiology Laboratory of Winnipeg. And so let me remind everybody what happened, because there is four different events that are very concerning. First of all, this laboratory gives the highest rank of security for a searcher who is directly linked with the Army of China. First concern. Second one, there is two high-profile searchers in this laboratory who had the highest clear the security access to everything, and both of them were fired, and when they left the building, they were escorted by the RCMP. Everybody has seen someone losing a job. but I've never seen someone losing a job with the escort of the RCMP. So there is second concern about that. This laboratory sent two virus to the Wuhan laboratory in China, third event. And the fourth one is that when everything was known, two high-profile administrators of this laboratory were left their job. So one, two, three, four. Four big concern, and Canadians deserve answer. So this is why in the committee, we asked twice to table documents. And let me be clear with that, Jamie, because this is very important. We don't want to have access to everything about the document. We're just asking to follow the procedure in that specific case. It's not the first time. It will not be the last time. It happened for the last 150 years, is that those documents are tabled to the clerk office. The clerk, with some people who know what they're talking about, will reread that. And if there is something to hide for national security, they will hide it. That's the procedure we just wanted to do, as we are doing for many years. So we asked once in the committee, with the support of the Bloc Québécois, the NDP, and the Greens. So it's quite important to know that we are the leader of that, but all the other opposition parties support us. We asked once in the April in the committee, the government refused. We asked a second time in the committee, the government refused. We had a vote. We spent a full day of debate in the House of Commons. We had a vote on that, and the government refused to table those documents. One, two, three. Then there is a fourth time when I raised a question of privilege. As a parliamentarian, I thought that after three times, and after a clear vote in the House of Commons of all the members who decided by a majority to ask to table those documents, well, I raised a question of privilege, because my privilege as parliamentarian were obstructed. And the fourth time, what we got is something that's very special, but unfortunately not enough. First of all, the director of this the Health Agency of Canada went to the House of Commons, received a blame because it didn't deliver what we were asking for. But he had to table those documents, and he refused. So one, two, three, four. Four times the government refused to address correctly order of the House. So this is why now we are looking at this government knocking at the door of the federal court to say, shut down, cover up. We don't know everything. We don't want to know everything about that. This is totally unacceptable. You're looking at the, let me talk about constitutional. Maybe I will be a little bit too detail, but it's quite important. You have the executive branch knocking at the door of the judiciary branch to shut down the legislative branch. Only Justin Trudeau can do that. Only Justin Trudeau can do that. This is totally unacceptable. This is a breach to Canadian democracy. This is a breach to Canadian parliamentary tradition. And this is a breach to the country that we are and we love. Freedom country.
Well, according to the National Post, and you mentioned it, it's the sharing of the information between the Wuhan lab in China, which was, I think, of a fairly decent concern. And also what the National Post reported as well, talking about one of the doctors that was escorted out by the RCMP. Well, that doctor has filed for a couple of patents on some pretty dangerous diseases, one being Ebola and the other Marburg viruses. And that's a couple of years ago in 2017 and 19. So I think it's very important that we get the answers to these questions. But what could possibly be in these documents? I obviously, we don't know, but it must be bad if the government is going to this length to cover this up.
We all know that this one of the trademarks of this liberal government is cover up. They tried to cover up the wheat charity scandal. They tried to cover up the Abakan strip and the vacancy of the prime minister. Each and every time there is an ethic issue, it's the cover-up strategy. Remember, almost a year ago, the government was ready to call an election to be sure that the parliamentary committee will not be created to scrutinize what he has done in the wheat charity scandal. So this is a trademark of Justin Trudeau. Cover up, cover up, cover up. No ethic at all. So this is why, under Aaron O'Toole's leadership as the Conservative, when we will be in office, we will be sure to have a bill, strong, very strong law to be sure to address those ethic issues. But let me remind you also, when you talk about the National Post, relating the fact that one of the researcher who was escorted by the RCMP, her name is on patent on some discovery and some invention in China. Technically speaking, she can do that, but she had to inform and to get the support of the Canadian government if she's doing something related to her work here in the country and with a foreign country. It could be America, it could be France, it could be Great Britain, it could be China, but at least you have to inform and to get the green light from the Canadian government. So I raised in the House of Commons last week a question directly to the Prime Minister. I said, so did you give her the green light for that? The answer of the Prime Minister was absolutely, you know, crazy. He said, well, I learned that this morning reading my newspaper, so I asked for your inquiry on that. Well, finally he's opening the eyes, but exactly at the same time, when he's asking, when he's doing something correct, is on the other side, on the back of everybody, is suing the parliament. So this guy has no ethic at all. This guy is, there is a one ethic for him and one ethic for the rest of us. There is a link, as you know, with the liberal list where they want to hire or to name some judge and everything. They have to look at the liberalist, and there is the rest of us Canadian. This is the pattern of this prime minister. But when we talk about national security, and this is why we are asking those tough questions, we all know and we all recognize it's not an easy task to raise those questions. But because we care, we deeply care about national security. And I can assure Canadians and all the conservatives who are listening to us, you can count on us to take the government for account at each and every time. Our national security will be in trouble. And that's exactly the case right now.
Now, Gerard, you're a former journalist. After all these scandals that the prime minister has had, my goodness, you listed off a few already, not to mention the We Charity and a whole bunch of others. Where is the media outrage on this? Like, seriously. I know you have to shake your head on it. It's true. We have, as you mentioned, the fact that we have not only a couple of scientists being escorted by the RCMP under suspicious circumstances from the top secret lab in Winnipeg. We also have the fact that the government is taking the legislative branch to court, the Speaker of the House of Commons to the judicial branch to stop the documents surrounding those firings, those escorting of scientists out of the building. The media lost its mind to a $16 glass of orange juice. What the heck is going on?
Okay, let me, first of all, yes, I'm a former journalist like you. I've been a journalist for 20 years, like so other colleague among us, like John Barlow, like Luc Berthold, and others too. Kellen Walk was a journalist too. And some people are saying, well, all the conservative journalists are now in the House of Commons. So this is why. Well, let me be clear. First of all, there is, yes, some report from CBC, National Post, Globe and Mail. Those are serious media. So they cannot say that this is some conservative stuff or whatever. This has been done. In the French media, I had one huge interview of 10 minutes on the LCN, which is linked to the TVA network. So I've done that. But unfortunately, I have to recognize, like you, that this is not a huge coverage. And my simple question is that, could you imagine Stephen Harper suing the House of Commons? Just imagine that. Could you believe that a civil servant will receive a blame from the House of Commons under the leadership of the prime ministership of Stephen Harper? This is my simple question that I'm asking to some former colleague. I said, could you imagine Stephen Harper doing that? What will be your coverage of that? I will let them express them their decision. I had yesterday a press conference with my colleague from Quebec City, and unfortunately, they didn't raise the issue. Well, you know, if we count on the journalists to do, okay, yes, we are good, we are correct, that's not that. We are here, Jimmy, you and me and all of our colleagues are here for Canadians. We are here to protect Canadians' freedom. We are here to protect national security of Canada. And I can assure you, those who are listening to us, that as long as we'll be there, we will fight for you, whatever the others are doing or not doing. We are there for Canadians, and we will still remain to Canadians to focus on the Canadians' interests first and foremost.
And we're the only ones that will repeal Bill C-10, the internet censorship bill, the one that the government decides what you like, what you want to see, what you get to see and suppresses the content that they don't agree with. And we are the only one that will repeal that bill if it passes the Senate.
Well, we will see. I will let the colleagues from the Senate doing their job. And as you know, the Senate people are not telling us what to do. So I will not tell Senate colleagues to do whatever they want. They have their autonomy on that. But I can assure you that as Erin O'Toole, our leader, said, the first one of the first move that we will do in the first 100 days of the government of Erin O'Toole's will be to repeal BC-10 and be sure to recall the famous Article 4.1. And this is totally crazy because the first draft of the C-10 include the Article 4.1, who was a form of protecting the freedom of speech, which was correct. And then on a Friday afternoon, the minister decided to retreat it without any announcement. You know, and I know you have been a journalist. You know, when we do something on the Friday afternoon, it's because we don't want to have a lot of coverage of that. But, well, we were there for that. So we raised this issue. And what is crazy also is that in Quebec, the Bloc Québécois asked three times to recall this article, bill, Article 4.1, who has some protection for freedom of speech. And when us, Alain Reyes and Rachel Carter, made the commitment to table it, to table the amendment in the committee, all the opposition parties, the Bloc Québécois and the Liberals, and the NDP refused to re-put in the bill the article written by the government itself, which was a protection, a part of protection of freedom of speech. They retreated. We asked to table a motion to let it back, and they refused. That's only Justin Trudeau can do that. Only Justin Trudeau's Liberal can do that.
Well, Gerard, we are pretty much out of time, and I always give the guests the final word, but I think you covered pretty much everything we wanted to talk about. I do have a question for you. Where are you doing this show from? It doesn't look like your Ottawa office, for sure. It doesn't look like your constituency office. Where are you?
And as I'm not a hunter, I'm not Bill Calkins, son of Quebec. But I am in my riding, Louis Saint-Laurent riding, which is in the neighbor of Quebec City, suburb of Quebec City. And in this riding, I have Wendake. Wendake is the First Nation that live here for all the time, but are established here for the last 350 years here in Wendake. And there is a nice, very hotel and museum. And there is an event this morning in my riding at this place. So this is why I'm very pleased to welcome you in Wendake, which is a First Nation territory, and in part of the Louis Saint-Laurent riding, which is, as you will recognize, the best riding in Canada.
I think there might be 337 others that might disagree with you on that. But I appreciate the time. The French host of the Blueprint, the French language host of the Blueprint, I hope I did the English language version justice and lived up to your reputation, Gerard. Thank you very much.
You're one. Thank you so much, Jimmy, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Gerard Dittel, the House Leader for the Opposition, Her Majesty's Loyal Opposition, and also the Member of Parliament for Louis Saint-Laurent. We thank you so much for joining us. As I said off the beginning, new content every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. We ask that you like, comment, subscribe, share this program. Help us push back against that ever-moving Liberal agenda. If you haven't had time to watch it all now, you can download it. Listen to it later on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you name it. It is out there. Thank you again. I know it is summer, but we do appreciate you stopping by and listening and watching this program. As always, remember, low taxes, less government, more freedom. That is the Blueprint.